Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, I've been talking about earned media value for quite some time on this podcast. My friends at Eisenberg have just raised the bar on earned media benchmarks with their Social Index. Social Index now gives you globally earned media values across a growing list of 6 geographies for all your KPIs across the top 7 social platforms: Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. You can now visualize these values for deeper analysis, and they have a look-back window over 2 years of historical comparisons. Social Index is updated daily. Don't get stuck with old data. Over 1,000 companies have used the Social Index to understand the ROI of their social campaigns. And if you work with a social agency, you should demand they incorporate earned media values into your reports. Get your earned media value for social content. Visit earnedmediavalues.com/Allen. Again, that's earnedmediavalues.com/ALAN.
LinkedIn presents.
For all of us, it's about predicting where the consumer is going and getting half of it right.
One of the things we want to do is create ads that don't suck.
Embracing change creates great possibility.
I'm Alan Hart, and this is Marketing Today.
This week, I'm sharing 4 short interviews that were conducted at the recent Adobe Summit in Las Vegas, Nevada. During this summit, Adobe unveiled a number of new products and features like the Adobe Firefly, which is a commercial-friendly generative AI offering, and many other things. I hope you enjoy these short conversations with Bridget Esposito, Vice President and Group Creative Director at Prudential Financial, Ryan Fleisch, Head of Product Marketing, Real-Time CDP and Audience Manager at Adobe, Laura Krug, CMO at Kansas City Chiefs, and Vincent Washington, VP of CXM Best Practices Group at Sprinklr. Well, Ryan, would you introduce yourself?
Hey, Alan, thanks so much for having me. My name is Ryan Fleisch. I lead product marketing for Adobe Real-Time CDP.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about Adobe Real-Time CDP. My audience, some of them are very technical, but many are not. And CDP is something that gets thrown around a lot in the vernacular of marketing and MarTech world, but I'm not sure how well understood it is. And so I'd love you just to give us a little 101 on CDP, and then we can talk about what is real-time CDP.
Yeah, it's a good place to start. So customer data platforms, particularly Adobe's real-time CDP, intend to serve as a place to be able to collect, manage, activate customer data, all underpinned by a layer of governance. So we want to ensure that as brands are thinking about a first-party data strategy, and now we'll talk about this in a second and third-party data coming into the CDP fold as well, what that means for the future of their use cases that involve any type of customer data.
I love it. And so then how do you define real-time CDP?
So we define real-time as 3 critical components. I feel like the word real-time gets thrown around all the time, right? You can't look left or right without seeing real-time. To Adobe, this means the ability to collect data in real-time, manage it, process it in real-time for an understanding of what that customer intent might be, what that data means, and also activate that in real-time.
Right.
And while I know it might just sound like a buzzword, this has been part of our strategy since day one. And it's not just a name we throw in there, right? We've built a globally distributed network of servers to be able to handle data on the edge and be able to use it in milliseconds. So it's we're very passionate about it here.
That's awesome. And I know you've made some recent announcements as it relates to the real-time CDP platform. What are some of the new things that are available?
Yeah, so the first one I kind of alluded to a second ago, and that's the expansion of data types that can be handled in real-time CDP. I'll give you a little context to why this is so important, though. Brands have used primarily data management platforms, or DMPs, for years, and many continue to primarily work off of third-party cookies. And as our listeners might know here, that those have been going away. And I think a key thing to remember is that they already have gone away in many environments.
Right.
We talk about this cookieless future as if it's this sort of Damocles that we're waiting to drop, when in reality, our research shows that almost 50% of where marketing spend or where your customers might be are in cookieless environments today, places like Safari, Firefox, Apple iOS. So as brands think about some critical questions of how am I going to go find and acquire new customers, they've been searching for answers what the next technology to do that is. And we're really excited this week to announce that we have a new open framework to allow us to work with data providers, data partners, like Epsilon, Merkle, Experian, and others that brands might want to work with. Hmm. This allows third-party data that has consent, that's not cookie-based, to be able to come into our platform in a privacy-safe way, get labeled a certain way, and only used a certain way, depending how brands want to use that.
So it's a quote-unquote safe room, if you will, for data, for your first-party data, and then maybe this data that's going to enrich the profiles that you're creating on customers.
It is, and it's slightly different, because oftentimes when you think safe rooms, you're thinking of all of the personally identifiable information is obfuscated.
Right, right? That's true, yeah.
And so with this, depending on the data provider you're working with, you might actually have attributes, other data types that could actually be appended to a profile and use. So it's really exciting to not just know what you know about your customer. We've heard of a 360 view of a customer for years. To me, this takes us into a world of having a 3D view of your customer, because it's no longer what you as a brand know about them. It's also what might other partners know about this customer as well. That gives you a better understanding for how that customer wants to be engaged with.
Love that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I love that. And so as you think about, as I'm thinking about how you action this data, one, it's real time, so it's fast, it's available when you need it to take advantage of it, to deliver a better customer experience. That kind of makes logical sense, but am I missing anything in the value prop, if you will, of how this can be delivered?
So we have activation virtually anywhere. We have a really robust catalog of pre-built destinations you might want to send audiences to. In fact, that catalog just got bigger this week. We announced TikTok, Amazon Ads, and LiveRamp as new partners. And I think LiveRamp is worth mentioning, right? It's exciting that they have a number of endpoints, right? Including connected television, audio, places that consumers are spending a lot of time. And this gives increased reach for your audiences to find them and engage with them in those environments. So the activation piece is there, right? And we have hundreds of partners, as well as an open framework to build your own destinations. But I think before you get to that point, being able to really understand who should I be activating and how do they want to be engaged with is paramount. So one of the other announcements we had this week is around use case playbooks. Mm. Simply put, what this is with all the hype around CDPs, I think some brands maybe have gotten to a good place of managing their first party data, but are left asking, what do I actually do with this? What campaigns should I be setting up? And use case playbooks is now a way that directly within our product, you can have guided workflows based on your business objectives. to say, if I want to re-engage with customers, I can simply select a tile that says abandoned cart, for instance. And I could get a guided workflow of what data would be recommended to go into that, what that audience should look like, what that journey should look like. So this is a huge unlock for brands actually being able to get faster time to value and have value realization there.
I feel like it's almost creating the journey for me.
Funny you should say that. On the generative AI front, that's exactly where we're headed.
Okay.
Generative audiences, generative journeys, right? This is thousands of data points at people's fingertips that no human could possibly figure out every correlation between thousands of data points, right? But if we could help marketers understand and recognize missed opportunities through surfacing, saying, here's an audience we would recommend that's ripe for one of your objectives. That's the future of generative AI and Adobe Sensei Gen AI in particular.
Yeah. I mean, we hear about it all in the press in terms of like, you know, ChatGPT and like just the text or the visual components of it, but I haven't thought about it being applied in workflows and recommendation engine, if you will, for how we can better use the data that we have. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Well, how, this may be a softball question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So if listeners out there, they've been living in this DMP world, they're now focused on collecting their own first party data and starting to build a CDP, or they want a CDP to put in place, what would you advise them on? Like, what should they be thinking about when they're selecting their CDP?
The first, I think, is having a strategy laid out for what you want to do with your first party data and where you might still need second and third party data coming in. So having that strategy laid out helps with the value realization of a CDP. When you think about selecting a CDP, to us, it should really provide a couple things. It should serve as an experience layer to existing infrastructure you might have, most brands using some type of, you know, cloud data warehouse or other data storage system. We want to augment that with a layer that provides the right data for you at the fingertips of your different teams and usable within milliseconds. That's where the real-time nature comes into our name, right? And then there's the robustness of where can you activate that data and how accessible is that? And I mentioned before, of course, we have all the destinations that we just went through, but the natively connected foundation of Adobe Experience Platform is a huge, huge differentiator for us and one that we firmly stand behind is a need for brands. Because with the way that data is evolving, customer touch points are evolving, it's not sustainable to keep building one-to-one integrations between a growing number of systems. If we can take that integration work out for customers and just give them a foundation of the same profile, and same shared services they can use in new ways, I mean, that allows brands to innovate faster than ever and get value faster than ever.
Right. That's amazing. Well, reflecting, we're at Adobe Summit, so that's why we're talking. What's one key insight that you've taken away from the Adobe Summit so far?
One of the most exciting things for me was seeing our CEO, our head of digital experience, our head of creative cloud standing on stage together presenting. This is a moment that we have been ready for, excited about, and the market is there. We've been preaching a message of, hey, this is content plus data for years. We've seen a huge uptick in that as a trend this year with customers, I think, feeling ready as an enterprise to collaborate in that way between content creators and people using that content in a way that we just had never seen to this level before. So to me, the big takeaway of seeing a room of 10,000 people and these three leaders standing on stage talking together about the joint benefits of these announcements was really, really exciting.
Yeah. No, it was pretty impressive too. And I mean, Adobe's steeped in history of creative tools, right? And the fact that, over the last years, I've been coming to Adobe Summit for a while, the push into data and MarTech and all the tech and data that enables us to deliver more creative experiences has been pretty impressive. And I was really impressed as well, talking about generative AI, the Firefly beta release. And it was pretty cool. And in particular, from a commercial standpoint, because it's been trained on a commercial friendly source material, if you will, which really opens a floodgate of potential use cases in my mind. Because otherwise you're kind of held in this, like, am I going to get sued for using this AI tool? And as a company, you just have to think about that kind of thing.
I know. I love the approach we're taking with allowing do not train tags for content creators and making sure that they're at the forefront of the strategy.
Right. No, that's cool. Well, what's on a personal level, what's the best advice you've ever gotten?
Good question. I'll have to go with a quote my dad would always say when I was growing up. He said, the day you stop learning is the day your career becomes nothing more than a job. that's always stuck with me. And I think that's, you know, kept me intellectually curious of looking at this market, looking at, you know, other flavors of life here, and just constantly wanting to learn. So that's really stuck with me.
I like how he put it. I heard something similar in my life. A CEO of a Golden Corral, which is a restaurant chain, is an older CEO. He's not longer there anymore, but he used to describe, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah, right.
Which really was a sharp edge on what you just described. So, well, what's one thing that you're trying to learn more about, or you think marketers need to be learning more about?
I think generative AI is a good place to focus right now. And I think looking beyond just the immediate use cases, obviously a lot of buzz around ChatGPT. We're excited about, you know, new dynamic chat we've announced this week. All of that's extremely exciting. But I think with some of the stuff we talked about, where if you look one step further of what could this mean for the future of marketing workflows, journeys, like this is a tectonic shift we just haven't seen as an industry. So back to my dad's quote there, I'm certainly looking to learn more about this space myself, and it's exciting and emerging.
Love it. Well, last question, maybe a little bit fun and maybe screwy question to ask, but one thing you love or one thing you hate, or you can do one of each if you want.
Oh, good question. Let me give a nerdy answer. Chess. I grew up playing chess all over Texas at different tournaments, and that stuck with me into my adult life. So I'll still love, and I'm based in Manhattan, so I'll still love to swing by Union Square, any of those places where people have the board set up and play a quick game on way home from work.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Ryan, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Alan. Appreciate it.
Hi, it's Alan again. Marketing Today was created and produced by me with post-production support from Sam Robertson. If you're new to Marketing Today, please feel free to write us a review on iTunes or your favorite listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe on marketingtodaypodcast.com. Tell your friends and colleagues about the show. I love hearing from listeners. You can contact me at marketingtodaypodcast.com. There you'll also find complete show notes and links to what was discussed in the episode today, and you can search our archives. I'm Alan Hart, and this is Marketing Today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.